WNST, Towson Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. Just to prove that I go over the river and through the woods and pick up Royal Farms season. This, I'm really drinking this. I'm really in a parking lot at Royal Farms on Old Philadelphia Road, just around the corner from Rosedale Federal and Golden Ring. And out on the road and doing remote things, such as the holiday life. Guess who else is on the road? Leonard Raskin from Raskin Global joins us now. Not from the Ohio State University, although he's probably wearing something there. Not from the Raskin Global World Headquarters in Hunt Valley or his palatial estate somewhere in parts unknown in Maryland, but actually in Charlotte, North Carolina. Leonard, first off, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, whatever everybody's celebrating, Happy New Year. God bless the Ravens this week. That's all I can say in Cincinnati if you're stuck there. But when you said you were going to Charlotte, I literally thought, is Ohio State in the Belk Bowl? Like, I literally thought something weird. And then I realized, like, they're going to, like, the Rose Bowl, right? Like, they're legitimate.
Rose Bowl. Yeah. Rose Bowl. They're going to be in the best, next best thing to the Final Four, which is great for about 98% of the people out there that have a brain. Not great for the 2% that think Ryan Day should have been fired for losing to that team up north.
You know, it's funny. I was going through my stuff.
But they're the vocal idiots for sure.
I know you're not going to read this book, but for those who do, John Harbaugh's brother, Jim, who was my first Harbaugh friend, by the way. John Bacon wrote a book on Jim Harbaugh and Michigan and the quest. And I had him on recently, and he's actually an Ann Arbor guy and all that. But hearing it from the other side where they never win, for the last 20 years, all Ohio State has done since like Bo Schembechler left is like Ohio State's gotten a dozen coaches fired at Michigan, right? Literally.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Killed him. And I would venture to guess without any knowledge of the subject whatsoever, that if he'd have lost this year, Jim Harbaugh would be hunting for another job, and he'd probably be picked up in one of these massive coach carousel that's gone on in the
be the Jacksonville Jaguars. You know what I mean?
Could be.
You know, I mean, could be that lucky, you know?
He took the Niners to a Super Bowl, unfortunately for him, lost to the better Harbaugh, that I believed was the better Harbaugh, still believe is the better Harbaugh, except what is with two-point conversions with this guy?
Yeah,
and why doesn't he love his kicker
on this,
anymore?
Right? Well, you're a math guy. You're a finance guy. You handle money. We handle probability and chance and risk. You don't like the risk he's taken.
No. I think both games, his reason for it was flawed, in my opinion. Again, not a coach. Don't have any inside knowledge. But against Pittsburgh, he said, we didn't have a secondary. Okay, great. They don't have a quarterback. Well, they do, but so what? He played one good quarter. And my deal is you kick the point. You flip the coin. If you believe in your offense and you win the coin toss, you win the game. That's it. If he says, we didn't have any secondary, well, if they win the coin toss and you can stop them before they get to the end zone, you still have a chance. The only thing that loses, lose the coin toss, give up a touchdown. To me, you have no faith in your team. To say he has faith in his team to get a two-point conversion versus to win in overtime, I don't buy it. And the second one this week with a backup quarterback. I know the kid had a great game. I think he was amazing. But at the end of that game, to go for two, before it even happened. So as soon as they scored, all I could think to myself was, thank God we're going to tie this game, go to overtime. And then I see him leave the offense on the field.
Oh, you weren't on my Twitter feed then. You weren't on my Twitter. Because the minute they got the ball, I said, if they score, he's going to go for two. I mean, there was no doubt in my mind.
And to me, the reason is he had to back up the last one. The philosophy is the same.
I don't even know that. I think it's philosophically, it's where he is. It's who he is.
Right, but
it's his DNA.
The point is, if he kicked this time, he'd be saying he blew it against the Steelers. I don't know that.
I think it's all situational. I think even afterward, look, John's lied to me about plenty of things in press conferences. I feel like, you know, when I asked him, I said, is there ever a time to kick? And he said, sure.
He said, yes.
Right. So for me, if there's a time to kick, I don't know when that time is to kick. I really don't. I mean,
the last two series, come on, Ness, the last two series, a field goal starting on the 30 in our 30, held him to a field goal, kicked off and held him to a 3-and-out, got a 3-and-out. How do you not kick the ball? Or how do you not kick that point and say they're not going to score in 40 seconds and beat us.
By the way, so if you go on Zoom and you hold your finger up long enough, will it give you a thumbs up? I mean, it looks like it gave me a thumbs up if I stayed long enough. I'm like, I want a gold thumbs up. I want a gold thumbs up too. That was kind of cool for those.
It's amazing that it knows what you're doing there. And just wait, when you go to your internet feed, your Facebook feed later, you'll have gold thumbs up advertising.
I said Belcool. You're going to get offered tickets on your app now that you're in Charlotte. There's no doubt about that. Let her ask it is here. We're arguing football as everyone has done here this week. You know, the other part of this, Leonard, that's as an aside, and I think Gary Vaynerchuk's DraftKings show this week, I encourage everybody, Jesse Caulfield, who we've all seen on TV for 5 years, the gambling gal, she was the co-host. So yeah. I found that out when I got on Zoom. And you were talking about Harbaugh, and you know, I defended him saying he might be the coach of the year this year, but if they make the playoffs but there's the side of this where there's the gambling side, and then there's a side of it where you have the best kicker ever, and I guess and that's why you're on the other side of the extra point truly is automatic. It's not always automatic in this league.
Get
around the league and find that out.
If you believe, and to me, the other thing is, if he believes what he said at the end of the game about the ability to potentially win that game in overtime or not, wouldn't he have taken a field goal on fourth down on the first drive of the game? What the heck's he going for it on fourth and goal when he's got the best kicker ever and you're playing the Packers? You got to put three on the board. You got to take points when you have them.
The feeling of the new age is in a post 30-point game, kicking field goals will get you beat.
Well,
if you're inside the 10 and you get a chance to score, you know?
We hadn't scored more than 20 in, what, four games? So get the three.
And the argument that Luke would make right there is, yeah, you lost them all.
Right. But by what? One, two?
There have been points left on the board. I mean, John does
everywhere,
this a lot, right?
Everywhere.
And John also would say, we go on fourth down, so there are possessions that they never touch the ball because we can make the sticks on fourth down. And we've lightened the load on Sam Cook. You know what I mean? Like,
I get it. I get it. Sam's getting old. He can't punt well. Then get a new kicker. No, Sam's a stud. I'm all about it. But I get fourth and two on their 40 instead of a punt. I get that.
You don't get fourth and two on their 18.
Well, you had to at that point because you needed to try to get points. So I buy it there. But the beauty is if they were able to stop them to a field goal on that drive, how can you say later that we couldn't stop them? We worried we couldn't stop them. We stopped them two drives in a row. Defense stepped up, sacked Aaron Rodgers, three and out. They punted. Huntley got the ball, scored. Beautiful drive. Beautiful drive. Okay, it is what it is. The good news is somehow we're now in eighth place instead of first place, which to me, Pittsburgh and a Green Bay win would have kept an average team with a well above average record in first place because we beat Kansas City. We'd be 10-4 right now, potentially, with two wins against Pittsburgh and Green Bay. And coming up against the Bengals, they're throwing the ball all over the field, and I think we're gonna have a tougher time stopping them this time than we did last time.
Leonard Raskin is here. He is Raskin Global. You can find him not just in Charlotte for the holidays and over the river and through the woods through the holidays here. And we're going to be in Cincinnati on Sunday. Luke and I, all are brought to you by our friends at Royal Farms. I want to throw my Royal Farms cup. I'm literally in a parking lot at Royal Farms doing this right now. I have a delicious, we wish you a wonderful holiday season. I appreciate them and our friends at the Maryland Lottery. We're going to get back after the crab cake tour. Leonard's come out for a couple of crab cakes. We're working that all out. The division itself.
You getting some chicken? You getting chicken, man?
Hold on a second. Hold on a second. If you want to be like, if you think I don't really have chicken, if you think I haven't, I stopped eating the chicken for this segment. I'm in the car. I mean, that's my chicken right there. You see that?
There's nothing better.
All right,
nothing better.
Man, you asked for Royal Farms chicken on this show. You will get Royal Farms chicken on this show.
Amen.
That's real. I'll eat it right now. I want to say this to you because I was on Vaynerchuk's show and talked to Luke this week.
Yeah.
All the Cincinnati guys. I had Paul Dana on from The Athletic. Also had the voice of Cincinnati, who's also the voice of the Bearcats. Dan Horde, and they're in the tournament, right? Again, hope God bless them beating Alabama.
Would that be awesome? How awesome would that be?
How grinchy would that be? Wouldn't that be beautiful?
That would be so fantastic. be so fantastic.
Give me the warm Bearcat fuzzies all over. So nonetheless, I talked to Cincinnati guys. This division and where we are, that Cleveland's in last place and that we're used to be in first place and we're not. The next 3 weeks, all these teams play each other. There, nobody's going 3-0. And I don't think any – if you go 3-0, you win. You know what I mean? Like whoever that's going to be.
Definitely.
I don't know who that is. The Ravens have the Rams stuffed in here in a home game. They got, you got Pittsburgh, all that. But, you know, Cincinnati's got Kansas City next week. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So, and they're playing good ball. It's not easy for any of these teams.
No, not at all. This is going to be tough. This is going to be to the last minute of the last game. We'll see how many flexes happen. Can they still flex a game? Or is it too late for this?
I think it's too late, to flex now.
But they can flex next week, the Rams. They can flex Pittsburgh. I mean, those New Year – there we go. The
I'm pulling – you think I'm not going to do this now you called me out on it.
Hey, I'm cruising down to the beach with the family a couple weeks ago. We're cruising down to Bethany. And I said to my wife, what do you want to do for dinner? She says, let's stop at Farm Fresh and get some chicken. I said, Farm Fresh?
Who would go
there? What's Farm Fresh? I don't even know what Farm Fresh is. And she goes – near the house, the gas station. I said, oh, Royal Farms? Yeah, that's it.
The blue box. Got to go for it, man.
Farm Fresh. She called it
Farm
Fresh.
I'll tell you this, too. And this is no disrespect. And everybody knows me, knows I love Royal Farms. It tastes better on the Eastern Shore. I don't know why. You know what I mean? Like, no problem. It just, when you cross the bridge, everything tastes better when you cross the bridge, I think.
There you go. When you got my opinion is when you got your toes in the sand, everything tastes better.
Even on a cloudy day, I'd say.
Even on a cloudy day. You know, some of these people say a good day on the golf course, a bad day on the golf course is better than a good day at work. I'm not a golfer. So to me, bad day on the beach is better than a good day at work.
You're the money guy. And my mouth's full. And I'm out of drink right now. I do have some coffee. Money this week, holidays. Yeah. Run me through what you could still get done next week under the gun. For the year, for just – saving a little anything.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So if you're in a really high tax bracket and you haven't fully funded a 401k, you can do that still out of your paycheck or out of a bonus before year end. If you're in a low tax bracket and you have an IRA, you still have time to convert the IRA to a Roth IRA prior to year end. That's a great strategy. Once you convert the IRA to a Roth IRA, the money in there is tax-free growth. Tax-free withdrawals forever. Nothing better than tax-free forever. That's magnificent. If you want to give to charity, if because of the new high personal deductions, if you don't itemize your deductions, and you still want to give to charity, you can give $300 and write it off above the line on your taxes, above your adjusted taxable income. And if you're married, $600. So you can still make a charitable gift and get some write-off for that and do some good at the same time. Give some money to charity.
You feel good during the holiday season, right?
Absolutely. If you itemize, you can give a boatload to charity. A strange law because of COVID that ends on December 31st this year. You can actually give in cash to a real charity up to 100% of your gross income and write it off, and you would pay no taxes this year. So you make $1 million. And this year, you want to make $1 million gift to the Mount Washington Pediatric Hospital, one of our favorites, whatever, Leukemia Society, Red Cross, whatever.
Student Support Network, keep going. Maryland Food Bank, and pick anybody.
There you go. Right. You write $1 million check, and lo and behold, you have no taxes this year. You get to write off the whole $1 million. It's amazing. That stops at the end of this year. It's a COVID fluke, and the rule is generally 50%, so that's pretty cool. So give to charity. If you don't have money and you still want to give and get a deduction, you can gather up the stuff in your house that you don't want anymore, take it to Goodwill, take it to Salvation Army.
Hold on. I gave a whole truck to Goodwill this morning. You know this. That's why I'm late doing it. That's why I'm doing this for Royal Farms in the car, because I was with Goodwill this morning. So we gave them a bunch of stuff.
You get a receipt that you gave, a letter or whatever that you gave, and then your job is to have a list itemized of what you gave.
I swear to God, I have one right here. It's right here. You want to see it?
There you go. But now, what you need is you need to have a spreadsheet to back that up.
This is legit right here. 20. It says 21 on it. See it? Right there.
Absolutely.
Is that good?
That's good for you. But if you got audited, what's the value of what you gave? The IRS wants to know what you gave. So if you gave away a bunch of stuff, you put a spreadsheet together. You just put the items you gave, and you put the original or estimated original purchase price. And then the, what the IRS figures, if you gave it to charity, it's like a thrift shop value, a third, a quarter of what it was originally worth. And you take that, you total it up, and that's a tax deduction. And
I gave them bobbleheads today.
Well, there you go. And yeah, if they have real value, then that's huge. And whatever you gave them, so you could have a 10, 15, 20,000, whatever write-off, it comes right off your income. And dollar for dollar of reduction in income, which depending upon your tax bracket, anywhere from 10 to 37% tax savings, plus in Maryland, another 8. So great tax savings for charity. And you can do that right up until December 31st. So these are things you could do in the next week. Get them handled. Call your advisor. Call your accountant. Call your charities and make this happen.
See, I don't bring you on to complain about John Harbaugh.
That's right.
We give people pragmatic, end of the year advice here with Raskin Global, right?
That's right. If you have a bunch of health expenses, medical expenses, they have to exceed 7.5% of your adjusted gross income to get a write-off. So let's suppose you're right at the cusp and you're not quite there, but you could be. Go buy a new pair of glasses. Go to the dentist this week. Get whatever you need to get done that you got to pay for. Add that to your medical expenses. Maybe it puts you over the limit. You get to deduct medical expenses.
All that physical therapy I've been doing is what you're telling me about?
If the insurance didn't cover it or whatever you had to pay adds to your medical expenses, deductible. Absolutely.
$35 a visit. Not that I've done it a whole bunch the last 2 months or anything.
There you go. There you go.
But I am feeling better. I am feeling better. I'm sitting better. And, you know,
that's
so
what matters.
Well, but the medical expenses, that's just something you just think about it as sunk cost, right? You really do.
That's right. That's right. And it could be a tax savings. The government subsidizes it. Unfortunately, they make you itemize and they make it be more than 7.5% of your AGI, adjusted gross income. But if those thresholds are met, you can deduct everything above that. So make it happen.
Appreciate you, brother. See, this is good advice. You get advice like that, you can go to RaskinGlobal.com, check that out. You go to Royal Farms and get the chicken. You can go to Pappas and get one of his crab cakes, or you can just make a visit. I know you're going to be doing some online stuff as we get into 2022. I will see you next week. We got one more visit before the year's over. One more chance for you to tell everybody all the cool little things they could do to save themselves some money. And one more chance, hopefully, to get an AFC victory here, right?
Absolutely. And I agree with you, man. We win three. We're going playoffs.
Hey, Charlottesville, nice town. Enjoy yourself down there.
Playoffs?
Playoffs? We haven't won in a month. Well, let's go win a game here. So let Raskin find him at Raskin Global and RaskinGlobal.com. You can always find him out on the front of BaltimorePositive.com as well. And apparently as big a Royal Farms fan as I am. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570. It says so right here on my cup. It says, we wish you a wonderful holiday season. So there you have it. Leonard, happy Christmas, happy New Year. Go beat the Bengals. Don't get indigestion from the chili.
There we
That's
go.
What I tell everybody from the Bengals. I'm Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, signing off from parts of Old Philadelphia Road and Royal Farms. We are BaltimorePositive.com.